When he heard that it's by God's grace and not his efforts, he quit just like that. That was him really walking, getting a revelation in his spirit mind, and getting free from operating the mind of the flesh. The mind of the flesh, if you read Romans, man, Romans is so awesome. And if you read Romans, it's so much about our works and getting free from works. Your works are filthy rags. Your works that are not because of a yieldedness to the Holy Spirit are simply that, works of the flesh. And they're operating from the mind of the flesh. And if you think your works are holier or more spiritual than someone else, it actually produces self-righteousness. And I guess I'll throw this one in right now. This was just a little side thing God gave me. I'd already put this teaching together. And so when I was, of course, anybody listening to this can tell I kind of have some deep laryngitis kind of thing going on. And so I actually had 2 days of being pretty sick over the last week. And I haven't really been sick like that. You know, God's been setting me free from migraines, praise God. And I haven't had one for 2 months now. Thank you, Jesus. And I really believe he set me free from that. But this was like this hid cold thing that was going around, or whatever you call that stuff. And I hadn't had one in a couple years. So, you know, I was really out of it. I got to say, I slept for like 24 hours. And, you know, with a little bit waking up and the dog barking and all this crazy stuff. But finally the next day, Sunday, I just spent most of the day with the Lord and asking him, show me, Lord, how did the enemy, it was right when I was getting ready to start teaching on authority, so I thought that was interesting. So I said to the Lord, show me how this got in. And he did. And one of the things he showed me, he didn't really show it all to me till even last night, because I was just spending time with him and seeking him and praising him and saying, Lord, you know, I was glad to be feeling better. And I was just saying, Lord, show me, teach me what's going on. I said, Lord, get something out of my heart. And Sunday morning, I was, you know, flipping through the channels and watching some different preaching. And some of it just really made me angry because it was coming so much from the mind of the flesh. And so I was like, and I thought, I was asking the Lord, I came in on Monday and I was saying, you know, this just bothered me. And I said, Lord, is this righteous indignation, which truthfully I don't think we ever get. I think only God gets that. I said, or what's wrong with me? Because I can't stand to hear this kind of preaching. It's almost like, Lord, you know, and I'm trying to go back and forth. I'm like, okay, Lord, well, they're trying and they're doing the best that they can with where they walk, and or, you know, okay, it's a lie they're preaching, but they really don't know it, and they're my brother in the Lord, and, you know, the Lord's also sitting here, you know, trying to really build some compassion in me. And I'm thinking, God, I don't know what this is. So I came in Monday and I said, is this me? You know, do I have an independent spirit, or, you know, what is this? Because I really do want to work with other ministries, and we do work with a lot of other ministries. But I really want to work with them with all my heart, you know. And I don't expect everybody, you can't be except where you're at, you know, and going after God. And he's the one who chooses which gifts to give, which revelations to, and how to work all that. So I just couldn't understand this thing. And this is really tying in with this mind of the flesh. But so as I was crying out to the Lord last night, and I said, Lord, you know, just really show me. He turned me, and we'll go ahead and turn to this. This isn't in this, but, okay, Luke 18. And I've read this before, but I was asking the Lord to show me what was in me. And one reason I give these examples at the leading of the Holy Spirit isn't to be like, to teach you how to do this. You don't have to wait till a topic comes up. It's awesome if God shows you something, you want to get a teaching CD on it because it makes it clearer and clearer so you can see it. But I show you this so you'll really begin to be sensitive to the things in your heart that are wrong and quit trying to look at everybody else's heart. It's amazing how good we are at looking at everybody else's heart and not seeing our own. And actually, I realized the thing that was bothering me was the self-righteous teaching your own thing, you know, based on works. The self-righteous thing was bugging me because of the self-righteous thing in me. And I couldn't get grace for it. I'd recognize it. But this was the part that was really different about this I hadn't seen before. Take these off. All right, look at it. It says, And he also spoke, the other one was really cool too, about the prayer at Luke, the first part, but then it went on. It said, verse 9, and he also spoke this parable to some of those relying on themselves, that they are righteous. Let me read that again. Jesus, God in flesh, Lord, Savior, Master, King, Mighty One, Truth, says, and he says this parable for anyone in this room listening to this on CD or even in the Philippines who, relying on themselves, that they are righteous and despising the rest. And then we've talked about this before. It says, he tells this story. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing, praying these things to himself. Now, he believes this because he's praying it to himself. It's not like he's really praying in this particular situation to be seen or to be heard. He actually believes this. And so do some of you, if you'd open your eyes for God to show this to you. It's painful, all right? Let's get past it and get free. This whole thing about being broken isn't supposed to be pain-free. It's supposed to lead to repentance that causes us to change into the likeness of Christ. All right. God, I thank you that I am not as the rest of men. And the word here is R-A-P-A-C-I-O-U-S, which means greedy and plundering. I looked it up. Unrighteous, adulterers, even this tax collector. I fast on the Sabbath. I tithe all things, as many as I get. Now you can put here anything you want, like I go to church 3 times a week. I go to church to Beauty for Ashes Ministries. I work the nursery. I show up for outreach. I've been to the Philippines 5 times. I'm an ordained pastor. I'm on the worship team. I tithe, I give, I show up. I'm certainly not unrighteous. I'm trying to be in the right will of God. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not even like this tax collector who takes people's money. How could he have that kind of a jaw? Look what I do. Oh. And this is, in standing at a distance, the tax collector would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I say to you, this is Jesus. Jesus says to us, this one who knew he needed God's mercy and he was a sinner, this one went down to his house having been justified rather than the self-righteous one. Everyone exalting himself will be humbled, and the one humbling himself will be exalted. So, then I wasn't going to preach this tonight, but I am. I looked up, what is it to humble yourself? And it's actually to see yourself as lower, to just see yourself as a servant, to see yourself as not having any more value than someone else. Now, we can all say that, but do we believe it? And so I looked up pride because I figured, you know, and this teaching's still on my computer. Sorry, I didn't know I was going to preach this tonight. And pride is actually looking down on others. This is part of pride. Part of it is being independent from God. But part of it is seeing others as worthless. as lower than yourself. Now, God says to the person who sees himself, now see, this isn't just like, poor me, I'm just a servant, or I don't do anything. This isn't like the pity party, bitterness, low self-esteem person. They're not humble. They're just bitter. They need to get free. We got tapes on that, or CDs. We got CDs on that. This is about the person who gets the revelation for real that God made everybody for his pleasure, and he's given everybody exactly what he wants to give them for his will and his glory to be done. Therefore, if he gave one to be a janitor and glorify God right there and minister right there, and he gave another one to stand before multitudes and preach, in the eyes of God, which are the only eyes that matter, they are exactly the same. Not because, poor me, God didn't give me anything. And I'm not getting all that, but there's that whole teaching on the parable of the talents and how the person who did nothing with the little that he was given because he saw God incorrectly, what he was given was taken from him. And that's there's a teaching back there on that. So how do we, so what you have to do is get before God and say, all right, please change my heart. So the part, though, that stuck out to me, because God's been doing all that work in my heart, and I really was seeing that. But the part that I had never gotten to was this part here that says, those relying on themselves, which I really don't do that anymore. I really don't rely on myself at all. There is no way I could pay these bills. There's no way I could preach this much. There's no way. There's no way I could do this. There's no way I could preach, honestly, this many hours with this many notes and this many different topics going at one time. There's just no way. There's just no way. I know it's. I just get out of the way and yield. And I thank God. You should love your gifting, whatever it is. I used to be so haughty. I thought everybody wanted my job and wanted to preach like this. And then I found out I can't hardly get anybody around here to want to preach or to teach. Just do a group, please. Or is there anybody? And those relying on themselves that they are righteous. And the cool thing is, Lord started showing me some things with my sons that I've been praying about. Because you can really cause a self-righteousness when you have that haughty thing, when you think that what you know is superior and better, and you don't have the whole picture. I mean, I know this probably doesn't relate to anybody else but me, but y'all just flow with me here because somebody's going to want to get this CD one day and need to hear this. Okay, I'm lying. This relates to a lot of you. Okay? I don't want to lie. I don't want lightning to come through. And I just had 2 days in bed. I had so much fun today being up running around. I talked all day, like you can tell. All right. Now, here's the part, though. I don't rely on myself anymore. I really know that. I understand my righteousness in Christ. I really understand that. The part that held all this still in my heart was I never saw this and despising the rest. Self-righteousness will cause you to be other people's judge. But despising is to make someone lower than you, and it comes from a mean spirit. Do you know the devil's mean? Now, we fluffy up mean, and we try to hide mean, and we try to say it's prophetic or whatever. But mean is mean. You can be as sweet as sugar when certain people are around and somebody hits your mean button, which you bring those back Sunday that Mark handed out because he was right. The button's in you. But Sunday, or actually maybe bring them Tuesdays, start getting the buttons out. And yeah, we got them. That's why we're here on Tuesday nights. We are here to search out the buttons. We are on a seek and find mission. We are, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are searching for the buttons. And then by the power of God, because of what Christ paid for, we are disconnecting the button and removing it from ourselves by the power of God. That's deliverance. See, you can't be led by the Spirit of God when you're covering up your buttons or you're letting them go off. Only God. See, Jesus had no buttons. And Christ came in by his Spirit to get rid of all of ours. It's called sanctification. It's called seeing it, hating it, not agreeing with what the devil's done, and then giving it to God. It's not hard, okay? It's really not hard. Don't see, some of you are so works-oriented, like, oh, how do I get rid of this? Oh, you can't.